Republican Bob Smith of New Hampshire is considered one of the most vulnerable Senate incumbents this year. His brief desertion from the GOP a few years back resulted in bad feelings in the party, and it's led to a challenge in Tuesday's primary by Congressman John Sununu, who argues that he is the only Republican who can hold the seat in November. But Smith is not backing down. New Hampshire Public Radio's Trish Anderton reports.
It's a busy night at Brown's Lobster Pound in Seabrook. While some customers grab empty tables, others crowd the counter to pick up lobsters and tall piles of fried food. Even in this chaos, Senator Bob Smith stands out. At 6 feet six, Smith looms over the crowd. It's his fourth campaign stop of the day, but he looks energized as he swaps opinions on the New England obsession, baseball.
They were going to do it, the Red Sox?
Hopefully.
Yeah, we got to see. Maybe not first place, but, you know, the wild card.
Wild card will be all right. Nice to see you, Bob.
Like the hometown team, Smith has pinned his hopes on a comeback. After months of trailing Sununu, a barrage of ads has helped him draw even in some polls. Smith constantly reminds voters he has seniority and the clout to bring federal money back to the state. But insider isn't a role that comes naturally to Smith. In fact, it's his quirkiness that got him into this mess. 3 years ago, during his ill-fated bid for the Republican presidential nomination, Smith dramatically quit his party. He blasted the GOP in a speech on the Senate floor, saying it had lost its principles. 4 months later, he returned to the fold, but the damage was done.
Hi, John Sununu. I'm doing very well.
Very well indeed.
Congressman John Sununu comes across as Smith's polar opposite, understated, studious, and a reliable team player. Here at the 130th anniversary celebration of a lumberyard in central New Hampshire, Sununu shakes hands with constituents and joshes with their kids.
You're going to get your faces painted? Have a hamburger?
No, we just ate 5 buttermilk pancakes.
All right, well, you're ready for, you're set for a while, aren't you? Good for you.
Sununu has the blessing of powerful mainstream Republicans here and in Washington. He's benefited from concern that a weakened Smith would lose to the likely Democratic nominee, Governor Jeanne Shaheen. Polls have suggested Sununu would do better than Smith against Shaheen. As he trolls for votes, Sununu says he's the guy who can hold on to this seat.
It is time for change. I think I've got the experience, the record of accomplishment that will make the difference for the state. And frankly, I'll beat Jeanne Shaheen on November 5th.
But if Bob Smith has a hard time playing the insider, Sununu doesn't seem entirely comfortable in the role of challenger. As a three-term congressman and son of a former governor and White House chief of staff, he's not exactly an outsider, and rabble-rousing doesn't come naturally to him. At first, Sununu simply ignored his rival, but when Smith attacked, Sununu answered. Now their TV ads dominate the air.
John Sununu cast the deciding vote to allow illegal aliens to stay in the U.S. Bob Smith is leading the effort to get illegal aliens and suspected terrorists out of the country. Sununu would rank behind Hillary Clinton in seniority, putting New Hampshire...
Bob Smith attacking Republicans again. First, he attacked Republicans on the Senate floor, calling our party platform meaningless. Now, negative ads against John Sununu. An attack ad.
Both men
Telegraph.
Have conservative records. The differences between them are largely a matter of style and priorities. That's left some New Hampshire voters in a bind. Carpenter Greg Page has voted for both Smith and Sununu in the past. He says now he's leaning towards Sununu.
Bob Smith started to lose me a while back there when he left the party. I was glad to see him come back, but I'd rather have seen him stick with it rather than just bailing on us.
Meanwhile, Smith is counting on voters like Jeff DeMarie, who says he understands why Smith left the party.
His criticism was justified in many ways. And he left, he tried to do something, and he came back. And he said it was a mistake, so I take him at his word.
Smith's political future may depend on how many voters take him to task and how many, like DeMarie, take him at his word. For NPR News, I'm Trish Anderton in Concord, New Hampshire.